Welcome to Bible Greek B-Pod's practice program for Chapter 11, Third Declension Nouns. I want you to remember that the third declension nouns are no different from the first or second declension nouns in that they still have the same case and all the same characteristics of a noun. It is just that they have a different ending based on the vowel or the consonant that follows or precedes it. Also, I don't want you to be overwhelmed by all the different endings in the third declension section. This is usually the monster section where the student is overwhelmed by all the different endings that have to be memorized. So I don't want you to memorize all of the endings. Just memorize the endings for father and city, and you will do just fine. If you are able and you want to go the extra mile, take on a couple more of the case endings and memorize those. So let's take a look at our practice verses for today. So go to the end of the book where I have worked out all the translations for you. In chapter 11, third declensions noun, the first exercise is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Notice through this section, we're going to talk a little bit about our Lord, a little bit about the greatness of our Lord. So the first word I have given you as such. Again, if I've given you the word, don't worry about the word yet. We will get to it in due time. So I've given you the word such. The next word is the verb, the main verb of the clause. It's a present indicative, first person plural. We have, ekomen. We have. Then the next word, archerea, high priest, accusative masculine singular. Then the relative pronoun hos, nominative masculine singular. Then I've given you the next word as he sat. He sat. Then the preposition in. Then the next word I've given to you also, on the right. Then the next word is a definite article with a genitive masculine singular that goes with the word thronu, of the throne. And the next word I've given you, and it has a definite article with it, is a genitive feminine singular, the majesty, majesty, or of the greatness. And it speaks of majesty. You can see the word there, mega. Mega means great. So majesty. And again, the preposition in. And then finally, the heavens, the definite article, dative masculine plural. Heavens is plural, notice that. Heavens is in the Hebrew, actually, the Hebrew has the singular, the dual, and the plural. The plural would be three or more. So heavens are three or more. We understand heavens to be three. Uranos, Uranos, the heavens. So it goes something like this. Such we have a high priest who sat in the right of the throne of the greatness in the heavens. Oh, smoothed out. Remember your nominative needs to be moved over to the left side of the verb, and your accusative to the right side of the verb, and doing the switching of everything goes something like this. We have such a high priest who sat on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Well, after telling you to move the nominative to the left and the accusative to the right, what did we do? We had the subject as part of the verb. So you didn't have to do that. Move down to the next exercise. The second exercise is 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. There, the verb is placed right out in front. The emphasis is placed on the word writing there. Grapho, present active indicative, first person singular. I am writing to you, humen. Personal pronouns, second dative, plural, to you. Tekna, the vocative. That is the vocative, nominative, plural, children. And the next word is the conjunction hati, because, that, or since. The next word I've given to you is forgiven. Forgiven. They are forgiven, in fact, in this case. And then the next word is again the personal pronoun, second dative plural, humen. And then the next word has a definite article attached to a nominative feminine plural noun, harmatiai, harmatiai, the sins. The next word, dia, is a preposition, through or by. And then the definite article with the accusative, neuter, singular noun, onama. Onama, the name. The name of him, the personal pronoun, third person, genitive, masculine, singular. The name of him. It says in the rough, I am writing to you, children, because they are forgiven. To you, the sins through the name of him. See, it's still a little rough. So reorganizing things. Remember, your vocative comes out as the case of address. And sometimes it could just be children with an exclamation point. But here we leave the subject within the verb. I would be the subject. So I am writing to you, children, because your sins are forgiven through his name. What a blessing that is. We have forgiveness through his name because of what he did on the cross for us. Move down to the next exercise. This one is Romans 10:13. The first word, pas, is an adjective. It's nominative, masculine, singular, all or every. The next word is gar, conjunction for, then the relative pronoun. Nominative, masculine, singular, who, which, or what. Then notice this next word has no exact English equivalent, ein. It will be used a lot in conditional sentences. We'll come to that when we come to the subjunctive. The next word I've given to you as he called. He called. Then the next word is the definite article with the noun, the accusative, nominative, singular, onama, the name of the Lord, Kyriou, the genitive, masculine, singular. Then I'm giving you the last word is he will be saved. So it goes something like this. All for who he called upon, the name of the Lord will be saved. So smoothed out, again moving things around. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And why will they be saved? Because their sins are forgiven them. Move to the next exercise. Exercise 4 is John chapter 5, verse 26. Notice the first word I've given to you, just as, just as. And the next word is the conjunction gar, for. Notice the conjunction gar is the second, usually the second word when it starts out with a for. It's usually placed second. Then the next word is a definite article with the nominative masculine singular noun, patar, the father. Then the verb, eki, the present active indicative, third person singular, he has. And then the noun comes next, the accusative feminine singular, life, zoein. And the preposition in, and a pronoun, himself. Then the next word, I've given to you thus or so, utos. The next word is the conjunction kai, and, also, even, indeed. Then the next word is the definite article with the dative masculine singular noun, the son, uo, the son. Then the next word is the verb, aorist, active indicative verb, idokin, he gave. Then again, another life is here, noun accusative, feminine singular, life, zoein. The next word is another infinitive verb, a present active infinitive, ekon, to have. Then the preposition in, and then it ends off with the pronoun, it's a reflective pronoun, himself, third dative masculine singular, himself. So smoothing it out. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son to have life in himself. So with our Lord, he has life in himself. He is self-existent. He was not created. He has life in himself. Next time, we're going to look at chapter 12, the second aorist verbs. So work on the memorization and the translations and come back for the next lesson.